On this episode of Legacy to Become Legendary, man, it's on a Tuesday and it's a rainy day, and I have a, I guess this today is going to be the positive affirmation, and that positive affirmation is I live every day with passion and purpose. You know, that's basically, you know, self-explanatory. Like, when you believe in yourself and you believe that you have a purpose to be on this earth, and you have a passion for the things that you want to see yourself accomplish. Like, you have a passion for that gift or that talent, or you just got a passion for a lot of things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You wholeheartedly believe in it, and you know, regardless of what nobody can say, they can deter that passion. And you know that passion is your purpose. You know, that passion is the purpose to not only help you, but, you know, it's probably there to help others too, you know, to believe in their passion. Like, you never know who's watching you. Because some people look at others, you know what I'm saying? And because, you know, they believe in their passion, man. But some don't know that, you know, that might be their purpose, or some trying to figure out what their purpose is and what they are passionate about. I mean, you hear a lot of people, man, like, that, especially some people that I talk to, like, you know, you little young dudes that I might talk to, or some guys that I may work with, and they don't know what their passion or what their purpose is. Like, they know they like certain things, but they don't know if that's the passion that they have for it. Like, they don't know if that's their purpose to do that. But then too, on the flip side of that, some people just, they look at that as, you know what I'm saying, they, I guess they chasing the money, and, you know what I'm saying, so they feel like that passion, even though they might have that passion for that thing, they look, instead of them looking at it as a stepping stone to be an inspiration or work at it hard enough until they believe it, they looking at it from a monetary standpoint, and they looking at, you know, the money first, and not looking at the money last. Because when you have a passion for something and you feel like that's your purpose, you're not looking at the monetary thing that you trying to get out of it. Yeah, the money, like, I'm not going to dismiss that you shouldn't make money from your passion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I you know, you should make money from your passion. But don't let that be the number one key to the reason why you're doing it. Because when things get tough, are you going to be as passionate about it, and are you gonna think that is your purpose when you have in your mind that the money ain't coming? Can you still do that thing regardless if the money's coming? That's when you know you're passionate about something. Like, I mean, I've been, for me, for example, I've been drawing ever since I was young. Like, that was a thing. That was a getaway for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, when things didn't go right, or I was angry about something, instead of expressing it in other ways, I put it on paper. I draw it. You know, I go in and I draw for hours and hours. Sometimes all night long, I'll probably be up 24 hours just drawing. Because that was a passion for mine, and you know what I'm saying, it wasn't only just a talent, but it was a passion for mine. Like, it was a passion that, you know what I'm saying, and I knew it had a purpose to it. But it went from drawing on paper to drawing in competitions to started doing tattoos to now I'm doing, the clothing line. Like, I mean, I've been doing this, I've been drawing every as long as I can remember, because it was a way that I expressed myself without going full-fledged into, devoting that energy into something that might have could have either harmed somebody or landed me in a place that where I would have probably messed up my life. But now until this day, I still do that. Like, I still draw. I still go to my passion. Like, it's a little bit easier now. Because I got so many other things that I draw with, but I still do it. I still come up with ideas. I still just throw things down on paper. And that's a passion of mine. Like, there's nothing that nobody can do. Or, what I'm saying? Like, once I get in that state and that mind, like, that's my thing. And that's what I'm saying. Like, but I never made money from it. I just drew because it was an expression. It was something to, if somebody pissed me off, that was the way. If it was anything, what I'm saying? I would draw for hours. Not only if they pissed me off, but it was like I got in a mold, and that's all I did was just put it on paper. And that's what like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, and so drawing is a passion of mine. Like, it's one of those things that I do, and I did it well. And that's the same thing with anybody. It's like you have a passion for something. There's a passion inside of you that will lead you to a purpose, or that purpose that you're searching for. But you have to live it every day. You have to figure it out. That's number one. Like, you got to figure out what that passion is, what you really, really love that you can do regardless if the money come or not. Like, what is that thing? Because that the money, it doesn't matter, because you were so in love with it. Like, you're so passionate about it that nothing can deter you from that thing. And once you figure that out, you'll start to see that was your purpose. That passion that you have inside was the purpose, because it can be something to help somebody else to the next level. It can be something to see that young brother or sister or whoever, what I'm saying? Or hell, it can be even the older folk can be watching what you're doing and see that. Dang, like, he's really passionate about that. And it'll put a spark in them to find out what they're passionate about and put that thing to work. Like, I know that I been around my grandma, what I'm saying? She is gone now. And she was passionate about cooking. Like, she was passionate about baking. Like, she, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put it against anybody. If you talking about cooking and baking, she was well known in my hometown, what I'm saying? And the place she grew up, like, she was well known for catering. She was well known for baking cakes and pies and cooking. And the number one thing that everybody loved was the dressing. Like, she can make the dressing like no other. Like, if you had it, you would always want. And that's what ended up happening. Like, when people had her dressing, they will always come to her and say, can you make my dressing and for Thanksgiving? And you know what I'm saying? And she would, but that was her passion. But she started, after she started seeing, she, you know what I'm saying, she took money from it because they offered, but she wouldn't hardly take money from it because that was a passion of hers. But I, you know, being with her, going, being in, you know what I'm saying, the gardens and watching her do the things she do, like, you know, the canning and watching her can and do certain things that, you know, planting the garden, picking the garden, and you know what I'm saying, doing all those things. And then watch her for the times that we did help. In the end, when she was catering for different churches and different family reunions, and or she was baking cakes for weddings, or she was just baking cakes just to be baking them. Like sometimes we would go to a house and they'd be cakes all over the tables. Like, yo, grandma, like, what are you know, like, what are all these cakes for? Oh, I just felt like baking. And it's, you got, you know, four or five different cakes on the table. And it was like, yo, like, what in the world? But she'd say, yo, take some of this cake home with you. And one of my favorite things, and you know, I got a my uncle, her, one of her sons, because all of us had the same, around the same birthday. So all our birthday was in November. But me and my uncle used to fight over the cherry cheese pies because that was one of my favorite things. That and sweet potato pies. So we used to fight over those all the time. And but she knew, like, if we asked, you know what I'm saying? Because she knew all our birthdays was coming around. And you know, and she, or you know, we say, grandma, you know, I call and say, grandma, you know, my birthday coming up, I would like one of your cherry cheese pies. But my uncle B done did the same thing. So now when we get there, you know, we all gotta, you we trying to scramble and get the pie because we knew it was gonna be great. And that was her passion. That was the thing, like, she baked until the time that she passed. And that was, and you know, that was like the heartfelt thing, because regardless of how bad, how sick she was, and she you know, she died from cancer. So no matter how sick she was, and my grandma was 80 years old, and no matter how sick she was or how she felt, she still, her passion still overruled the sickness. She still baked. She still did certain things that, you know, they would try to sit her down, or you don't need to be doing that. But nothing can stop the passion that she had for baking and cooking. Nothing can stop that. And that's all I'm saying. Like, when you living in your path, your passion and your purpose, nothing can stop the things that you're doing. No distraction can deter you away. No relationship can push you away. Like, nothing can stop the passion that you have for that thing, because that's a passion. Like, that's something that's embedded in you. And once you find that thing, like, because it, everybody got something that they like truly, truly love. Like, I mean, if they can do that every day of their life, they'll do it every day of their life, and won't think nothing about no money, won't think nothing about no, nothing, like, none of that. You have to figure out what that passion is, because that passion may be the purpose to your life. And that may be the things that bring you to the monetary things, like to the money, to where you can be able to afford, you know, be able to pay for that package. But you got to put that foot, that step, that foot out. You got to figure out what that thing is. Then you got to go for it. Like, because it's probably something that you do all the time without even thinking about it. Like you could do that thing all the time without even thinking about it. But you love it so much. And you know what I'm saying? So you might be doing it. Some people might say, man, man, why you ain't doing that as a business? And the thing you say, well, man, I ain't really looked at it as a business. I just love to do it. It's something that I love to do. Now, you know, I mean, in certain things, you know what I'm saying? Some people can pour their passion upon you. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, my dad grew up in, he grew up pouring concrete, just like all of my uncles. You know, my grandpa and his brothers was pouring concrete. Then my dad, you know, went to doing it. And then, you know what I'm saying? When I was 10 years old, when he started his business, I was doing it. I did. That was my summer job every summer. I didn't have a summer up until football season came. But once I got out of school, summer hit. That was my job every day until football season. I grew to love it, but I knew that that wasn't something I wanted to do. Like it was something to make me money at the time, but that wasn't a passion for mine. But my dad been doing it so long, and it was the fact that where somebody poured their passion into and onto him, that he felt like that was his purpose, and that's what he wanted to do. And even down to like now, you know, my brother doing it. And it's the same thing. It just poured something that they's poured he it, that passion that somebody else had that poured down into my dad. Now it poured down into us, my brothers, and which they feel like that's their purpose and their passion to do, go pour concrete. It wasn't mine. 'Cause my passion always been to do my clothing line. Like, that's the only number one thing out besides owning real estate was the only thing that I ever wanted to do. The only thing. I never seen myself doing anything else out besides running my clothing line and owning real estate. I mean, I dibble and dabble in Bitcoin and stocks and stuff like that. Like I'm learning it and I, you know, but I'm not as passionate about it. Like I might put money in Bitcoin and stocks and let it sit there. Like I've been having money in Bitcoin since it started and I ain't moved it yet. I ain't touched it. I just looked at my Bitcoin account 2 days ago. And that's been since a year ago. Because it's something to invest in. It ain't nothing for me to be passionate about to watch every single day. Like when you're talking about stocks and you're talking about stuff like that, that's something you got to be passionate. Like you got to know the ins and outs of that of running stocks and forex stocks and all of that stuff. Like, yeah, I bought some Bitcoin. Like I've been had Bitcoin. I got about three different accounts in Bitcoin. And when it plummeted, I still left the money in there. Like when the bubble burst, I still left the money in there. But I done had Adidas stock, Under Armour, I had a pharmaceutical, which my Adidas and Under Armour made me more money than the pharmaceutical. But that's what I'm saying. Like you have to learn, you have to figure out what your passion is, something that you can do. Something that you can do, you doing it without even thinking about it. Like you love it so much that you know that's the purpose to putting you to potentially putting you in a better position if you decide to turn that into a full-fledged like business. But the fact that where you're so passionate about it that you're gonna you know, 'cause some people turn their passion to try, turn into a business, and they feel like it don't work for them because it became a headache more than it became enjoyable. But that's all how you perceive it, because when you're passionate about something, when you're passionate about that thing, you don't want nothing or nobody to mess that up. Like you don't you you're not gonna you're gonna be so How can I put this? Like, you're gonna cradle that thing, like, 'cause that's your baby. So you're gonna cradle that thing, and the first time somebody go out, come out, go out of line, or you know what I'm saying, especially if you got employees or you got somebody that's saying they want to partner with you, the first time they go out of line, you're ready to throw them off the boat. Because you're gonna feel like, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be so a perfectionist for it, because you know that's your baby. You know that's something that you always wanted to do. Like, you know that's a passion, and you know your purpose is built in that. So you're not gonna allow anything or anybody to mess that up or come in and try to change your thoughts on the way you want it to work. And that's a good thing and a bad thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good thing and a bad thing. And the reason I say that is because some people might see things you don't see, especially when it come down to the business part. Like, yeah, it's your passion, you know what I'm saying? But when it could, they might come in and can add some value that that gets you over the hump. And that's all I'm saying. But ultimately, that's your passion. Like, that's your passion. You know that, but that's gonna potentially push you to your purpose. And that's all I'm saying in this episode, man. It's like, live your passion and purpose. You know what I'm saying? Live every day with passion and purpose. Live out your passion, and because it's gonna potentially be the person, be the purpose that you hear. Because it might be a way to help somebody. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might see the value. They might see something, and they might say, you know what? He just gave me motivation, or he just inspired me, or she is doing her thing, and that's something that I always wanted doing. And you will have all the knowledge in the world because of the fact that where that's your passion. So you will have all the knowledge, I mean everything. You'd be reading books about it and don't know you reading books about it, because it's just that embedded. Like, every time you go pick up a book, you'll pick up a book about that thing. So that's all I'm saying, man, is live every day with passion and purpose. Live out your passion, and that, 'cause that can potentially be your purpose to help you through life, help somebody else's life, you know what I'm saying, and build a legacy. So, one day that, you know what I'm saying, when that time comes, you'll be legendary. Because my grandma right now to me is legendary. She built the legacy, so everybody know. If you say my grandmother's name, the first thing they say is, that lady can bake, that lady can cook. And that was made her, that the le that legacy of her passion made her legendary. So that's all I'm saying, man, in this episode, man. Live every day with passion and purpose, and go out there, man, and do that thing, and you will see in the end that was the purpose for your life. And this is Legacy to Becoming Legendary, and I'm your host, Julius Moses, man, and I catch y'all on the next one.